Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
There's a baby in the back who is singing with us this morning.
有个小宝宝在后面跟我们今天一同歌唱。
There's a baby in our Sunday school class that every time God's word is given forth, that baby will make noise.
我们在主日学也有一位小宝宝，每次神的话语触动他，他就会发出一些声音。
Even the infants know and can sense what God is doing.
就算是婴孩也能够感受到神的作为。
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for praying for me.
感谢弟兄姐妹们为我祷告。
Like the song we just said, I don't know if you can put the words back on there again, I'm sorry. You know, it said, the lyrics say, I am so amazed.
就像刚才诗歌唱到的，我是如此的惊奇。
I am, the last one was, I am so amazed that God would even deign, even consider saving me.
我真惊奇，神愿意来救我。
Anyone feel amazed this morning?
今天早上在座的有没有感受到这样的惊奇？
No, just about three people. Anyone feel amazed by God's grace this morning?
我们在座的有没有感受到神的奇异恩典？
If you are, say amen.
Amen.
God is good.
神是好的。
Someone say amen.
Amen.
Only if you believe it.
如果你相信他。
Don't say it if you don't believe it.
如果不信就不用说。
God is good.
神是好的。
All the time. That's what Pastor James says.
神总是好的。
All the time. God is good. We had a, next weekend will be the youth winter retreat.
下周末是青少年的冬令会。
And they had an evening last night, that was to specifically prepare their heart for the weekend.
所以昨天晚上他们有一个特别的聚会，要预备他们去参加冬令会的心。
Do you like that idea that before you go to receive God's word, before you go to be in the presence of the Lord with brothers and sisters in worship and in fellowship and in receiving his word, that you would have one evening just to prepare your heart for it?
大家觉得这是个好主意吗？在我们要一起和弟兄姐妹们要团契，要敬拜神，要领受神的话语之前，我们专门花一个晚上的时间来预备我们的心。
Do you think that's valuable? Amen. Someone say amen if you agree. Okay, we're going to have to like talk today, okay? So, do you agree? Amen.
这是很有价值的。
We must be in the right state of heart in order to receive what God has for us.
为了要领受神为我们所预备的，我们需要预备我们的心态。
That's why the young people spent one whole night to begin preparing their heart to receive.
这也就是为什么我们的青少年花了一个晚上的时间预备他们的心，要来领受神的话。
That means that sometimes there are times when God has something for us, but because we're not ready to receive, then we don't receive. You see that?
也就是说，有的时候神要赐给我们一些东西，要我们领受一些东西，但因为我们的心态不正，我们就不能够领受到。
I was praying last night for this morning.
昨晚上我为了今天早上祷告。
Do you want to receive today from God?
今天你是否愿意要从神那里有所领受？
Someone say amen if you want to receive from God this morning.
如果你愿意，请说阿们。
I know I'm very unconventional.
我知道我不是很传统。
I'm kind of weird.
挺古怪的。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I need that. I scare people.
有的时候会把人吓走。
I would like to ask that this morning, if you would like to receive from God, that you would just stand in your seat and open your hands so that you can receive from God today.
今天早上我想请每一位有心要从神那里有所领受的弟兄姐妹请起立打开你的手。
This is not standing for me. This is just standing because you want to say, God, I want to receive what you have for me and allow me to pray for you. You don't have to stand. It's okay.
如果你有心要从神那里有所领受请起立。
Father, we believe that you are here with us this morning.
天父，我们相信今天早上你与我们同在。
Because your presence dwells within your people.
因为你与你的子民同在。
We, our bodies, are the temples of the Holy Spirit for those who are in Christ.
我们在基督里，我们就成为圣灵的殿，我们成为基督的肢体。
And yet many times we are not ready to receive what it is you want to give to us.
但是我们往往没有预备好要领受你想要赐给我们的。
Because our hands are not open.
因为我们的手没有打开。
Our ears are not ready to listen.
我们的耳朵不愿意听。
Our hearts remain hardened.
我们的心仍然很硬。
Even though we're in faith.
虽然我们有信心。
And so this morning as we stand,
今天早上我们站立在这里。
As our hands are open before our God.
我们的手在神的面前打开。
We don't have much to give you.
我们没有什么可以献给你。
But you have so much to give to us.
但是你有何等丰盛的要赐给我。
And we are opening our hands to receive that, God.
主啊，我们要张开我们的双手从你那里领受。
We want to receive from you today.
今天我们要从你那里领受。
We're so hungry.
我们是饥渴的。
That we need to be fed.
我们需要你的喂养。
We're longing for help that no one else can give.
我们渴慕没有人能给我们的帮助。
And so, Lord, today we look to you.
主啊，今天我们仰望你。
We are your little sheep.
我们是你的小羊。
And you are our good shepherd.
你是我们的好牧人。
And you are the one who we want to lead us.
我们想要你来带领我们。
And we want to be fed by our shepherd.
我们想要我们的牧人来喂养我们。
Our good shepherd, would you feed us today?
我们的好牧人，求你今天来喂养我们。
And when you give it to us, we will receive it.
当你赐下，我们领受。
We pray for the supernatural today.
主啊，我们为了你超自然的能力向你求。
Because we live too often in the natural.
因为我们往往活在自然界中。
We believe that something supernatural will happen today.
今天我们相信超自然的事情要发生。
Because our hands are open to receive the supernatural.
因为我们的手张开要领受那超自然的能力。
That the one who is lost today would be saved.
失丧的今天要得救。
That the sheep that is wandering would be brought back.
迷失的羊要被领回。
And we pray this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督大能的名。
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
感谢主，大家请坐。
Today,
今天
we want to talk about faith.
我们要谈到信心。
Why is it that sometimes we seem that we have in moments a very great faith in our God.
有的时候在有一些片段中我们对神有极大的信心。
And other times,
但另外一些时候
in sometimes very small and insignificant things,
在一些微不足道的事情上
we seem to have the smallest faith.
我们的信心却很小。
Or if I dare may say,Moments of unbelief.
也容许我说，也有不信的时候。
Someone led our youth group 2 weeks ago, in worshiping God.
两周前， 有人带领我们青少年团契敬拜神。
And in the process of worshiping God,
在敬拜神的过程当中
they were led to ask, what God would want to say to someone else.
他们要需要对对神说，他们想要神对他们的同伴说些什么话。
To not specifically always pray for ourselves, but to pray for someone else.
我们不单要为自己祷告，也要为旁人代求。
And that night's focus was to pray for, me.
那天晚上祷告的主题是要为刘长老祷告。
And they were given cards to write.
他们有卡片可以在上面写字。
And I read those cards on the stack of cards from the youth group, from the Lord to them to me.
所以我看到了这一叠的卡片，是神透过青少年要对我讲的话。
I read it on Friday.
我周五读了。
And I had two reactions.
我有两个反应。
One, I had tears streaming down my face.
首先，我忍不住流泪。
I was moved.
我非常感动。
God used that process to affirm the things that He has been saying to me.
神透过这样的过程来向我再三的确认他要对我讲的话。
God was using these cards from Him to the youth to me to speak to me.
神用这些卡片他赐下话语给青少年，然后又透过这些青少年对我讲话。
The second response that I had was I was amazed at the level of some of the youth and their faith.
我的第二个反应是我非常惊奇，我们的一些青少年他们的信心是如此的大。
Because when I look at them,
当我看他们的时候
I often can't tell.
我有的时候不是很清楚。
Because sometimes they just look stupid.
有的时候他们看上去呆呆的。
And immature.
不成熟。
And you would be shocked if you knew where some of their faith is with the Lord.
但是你要是知道他们在对神的信心有多大的时候，你会很震惊。
Because you cannot always tell from an outside.Perspective where they are at.
因为常常在表面上我们看不出来他们的境况如何。
And perhaps their life hasn't fully matured to the level of their faith.
也许他们的生命还不像他们的信心那样成熟。
But it's the same young people that I see the power of their faith on that card.
但是在这卡片上我看到这些青少年的信心。
But I know that they also are the same young people that struggle sometimes with their faith.
但是我也知道在他们的生活中他们也常常为他们的信心有所挣扎。
That I know sometimes they struggle with unbelief.
我也知道他们有时候也因着不信挣扎。
Today I believe there's a passage in scripture that's going to help us understand better this struggle of faith.
我相信今天的经文会对我们信心上的挣扎有所帮助。
Where at moments we believe.
有的时候我们相信。
But at the same time we have unbelief.
同时我们也有不信。
This is the series that Pastor James has been leading us through where we are looking at people who have met Jesus.
今天的讲道也是我们的一个正道系列。遇见耶稣的一部分。
So if you would turn your Bibles to the Gospel of Mark chapter 9.
请大家翻开圣经马可福音第九章。
Turn to Mark chapter 9. And we're going to be looking at verse 14 and the passage that follows that.
我们要一起看马可福音第九章十四节往下。
And so turn to Mark 9:14. When you get there, please say Amen.
如果翻到，请说阿门。
It's a powerful passage, this one.
这是一个大有能力的经节。
And it's actually recorded in all three synoptic gospels. That's Matthew, and Mark and Luke.
这一段故事也记载在全部的三个福类福音当中，就是马可、马太和路加。
And what we're going to do today is we're going to just jump into God's word, and since we opened our hands, we're going to listen not for the words of Alex, but we're going to listen behind the words of Alex to receive from what God is saying to us.
既然我们刚才都已经张开手要领受神的道，让我们今天不要听到人的话，让我们来读神的话。
Mark 9, 14 and 15, we'll just read two verses first.
让我们先读九章十四、十五节。
And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and scribes arguing with them.
耶稣到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。
And then immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, that's Jesus, they were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him.
众人一见耶稣，都甚稀奇，就跑上去问他的。
All three of the synoptic gospels place this occurrence after another occurrence, which is when Jesus.Took three of his disciples up the mountain, and Jesus was transfigured up on the mountain.
在全部的三个福类福音中，当讲到这个故事之前，都提到了耶稣带着他的三个门徒登山变相。
He took with him Peter, James, and John, these three disciples, up the mountain.
他带着彼得、雅各和约翰上了高山。
And then he left the other nine disciples down at the bottom of the mountain.
把其他九位门徒留在山底下。
There, up in the mountain, something pretty amazing happened.
非常神奇的事情在
If you remember,
山上发生了，大家还记得吗？
Jesus was transfigured before these three disciples.
耶稣在这三位门徒的面前变了形象。
Where his clothes began to glow and radiate with how white they were.
他的衣服放光，极其洁白。
And then Elijah and Moses appeared next to Jesus.
然后有以利亚和摩西向他们显现。
And then Jesus was just fellowshipping with Elijah and Moses. They were just hanging out.
所以耶稣就和以利亚和摩西在一起团契交流。
Then they heard a voice from heaven, God himself.
然后他们听到从天上降下神的声音。
The voice said that this is my beloved son, listen to him.
这声音说这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
So it was a pretty special time up at the top of the mountain.
所以在高山上这是一个很神奇的时刻。
But meanwhile, there was some chaos happening at the bottom of the mountain.
然后同时在山脚下呢却挺混乱的。
Because as the nine disciples are hanging out at the bottom of the mountain,
因为这九个门徒在山底下的时候
there started to form this great crowd is what the scripture says, a great crowd started to surround them.
经文里提到有许多人围着他们。
And when I was studying this, I thought that was pretty fascinating.
当我查考这个经节的时候我觉得这很有意思。
You know, when you're a follower of Jesus,
当你是耶稣的门徒的时候
there's really no way for you to successfully hide out.
你是不可隐藏的，无可隐藏的。
There's something about you that's going to give itself away.
你身上有某种东西要自然地流露出来。
People are going to know.
人们要知道。
People are going to see.
他们要看到。
Even when Jesus was at one point in time later taken into custody by the high priest.
在后面当耶稣被祭司长抓起来的时候。
Do you remember that Peter was so afraid that he was following Jesus but at a faraway distance?
大家记得吗？彼得很害怕，他远远地跟着耶稣。
And, Quite a few people recognized him.
但是有许多人都把他认出来了。
And they said to him, weren't you with Jesus?
他们说 你不是和耶稣一起的吗？
Aren't you a follower of Jesus?
你不是追随耶稣的吗？
And what did Peter say?
彼得说什么？
Peter denied it.
彼得否认。
Because he was afraid of people, he tried to deny it.
因为他害怕这些人，所以他试图否认。
But no matter how hard he tried to appear that he was not in the company of Jesus.
但是不管他如何努力的要否认他曾和耶稣在一起。
When you have been in the presence of Jesus,
当你曾经和耶稣同在，
there's something about it that will give itself away.
你身上就有些东西要自然流入。
When you have been in the presence of Jesus,
当神耶稣曾与你同在，
it will be undeniable to those around you.
对你周围的人来讲，这是不可否认的。
They will see it and they will know.
他们会看到，他们会知道。
You see,That's what's happening to these nine disciples at the bottom of the mountain.
所以大家看到在山脚下这九个门徒就被人所围绕。
Jesus is not even with them at this point.
那时候耶稣并没有跟他们在一起。
But this great crowd gathers around them.
但是一大群人就围绕着他们。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because when people know that you have been in the presence of Jesus,
因为当人们知道你曾经跟耶稣在一起，
They know that you have something.
他们知道你有些东西。
People will flock to the church.
人们会成群结队的到教会。
People will flock to the people of God because they know that they have something.
人们会成群结队的来找属神的人，因为知道他们有些东西。今天我们在主日学中提到。
The teacher reminded us that.This world is full of darkness.
主日学老师提醒我们，这世界充满了黑暗。
The evil of men,
人的罪恶，
and the works of the devil himself,
魔鬼自己的工作，
have made this world into a very dark place.
使我们的世界非常的黑暗。
And when people see the light,
所以当人见到光的时候
They will go to it.
他们就会聚向光。
Recently, as I've been praying for China,
最近我在为中国祷告。
For years now, I've been praying for China.
多年以来我都为中国祷告。
But recently, as I've been praying for Wuhan,
但最近我特别为武汉祷告。
In my prayers, I just see...that the government has created this dark cloud over this country.
当我祷告的时候，我就看见政府在这个国家的上空像笼上了一层乌云。
And the devil is using this to create this thick, dark cloud over this country.
魔鬼也用此来在这个国家的上空笼上一层乌云。
And this virus is spreading in...Wuhan.
病毒在武汉传播。
And the darkness in this area is getting even darker. This cloud is getting darker.
这乌云在武汉的上空越来越黑。
And I know that there is only one thing that can break through dark clouds.
我知道只有唯一一件东西能够驱散这个乌云。
It is the power of the sun.
就是阳光的力量。
And people in the darkness, they are longing for the sun.
处在黑暗中的人非常渴慕阳光。
They want the sun so bad.
他们是如此的需要阳光。
That when the sun breaks through,
当阳光真的照射穿透的时候，
they will run to the sun.
他们会快跑地追向阳光。
They will want to be in the warmth of the light.
他们会想要在光的温暖当中。
And the sun will break through.
那么太阳就会穿透乌云。
We need to pray for China.
我们需要为中国祷告。
Meanwhile, underneath the clouds,
同时在乌云之下
in the darkness,
在黑暗之中
in my prayers,
在我祷告的时候
I see all these little beacons of light all over China.
我看到在全中国都星星点点的有亮光
all these believers that God has saved in China.
这就是神在中国所拯救的这许多的基督徒。
And I am praying for these little lights shining within the believers to shine bright.
所以我就在这些星星啊、星星之火为这些信徒祷告。
Because in the darkness, people are looking for light.
因为在黑暗中，人们寻找光。
They are going to run where they know.That there's a possibility of light.
如果他们知道有光的可能，他们就会快跑地奔向那个地方。
But notice here that as a crowd is gathering around the disciples, there is chaos.
但是回到这个故事，许多人围着门徒，但是那里很混乱。
The scribes are arguing with the disciples.
文士在和门徒辩论。
I think that's one of the reasons why Jesus wanted to lead them down the mountain.
我想这就是为什么耶稣要带着另外三位下山。
Because Peter didn't want to go down the mountain.
彼得其实不想下山。
Peter represents a lot of us.
彼得像我们当中许多人一样。
Because it was so good up there.
因为在上面很好。
Up at the top of the mountain.
在山顶上
like the young people next week, they're not going to want to come down.
就像我们青少年下周他们就不想从山上回来。
Because it's good when you're together with believers.
因为你和信徒在一起的时候
And you're fellowshipping when you know the Spirit is at work.
当你在团契的时候当你感受到圣灵在动工
Because God's going to use this brother right here. Amen? Someone say amen.
神要用我们的胡弟兄
God's going to use this brother and unleash...His word and the power of the Spirit is going to work in the youth.
神的话语就要在我们的青少年当中动工。
And they don't want to come down.
他们就不想从山上下来。
They're going to be like Peter.
他们要像圣经中的彼得一样。
Peter saw Elijah and Moses and Jesus just hanging out.
彼得看到以利亚、摩西和耶稣在一起。
And he says, this is so good. He actually said that. This is so good.
他事实上说我们在这里真好
He said, let's build tents for you three.
他说我们搭三座棚
So we can hang up out here and don't go down.
所以我们就可以一直在这里不要下山
But Jesus said, no, we got to go down.
但耶稣说不行我们要下山
I know it's good up here.
我知道上面真好
I brought you up here to bless you.
我把你带上来为了要祝福你
To strengthen you.
为了要坚固你
To empower you.
给你能力
But we got to go down.
但是我们要下山
Because down there people need help.
因为在山下人们需要帮助
Jesus is leading them down to where the problems are.
所以耶稣就把他们带到问题所在的地方
You can't always just stay up in the mountaintop with Jesus.
你不能够总是在高山顶上与耶稣
在一起 That's like me. I relate with Peter a lot.
我跟彼得很像
I'm more rash.
我比较冲动
Say things too quickly. I put my foot in my mouth like Peter.
我有时候讲话讲得太快了。
And I always just want to be with Jesus.
我只想跟耶稣在一起。
I want to be in the mountaintop with Jesus.
我想要在高山顶上与耶稣在一起。
I don't want to come down.
我不想下来。
Jesus is like, I go down.
但是耶稣对我说，你要下山。
There's work to do.
因为我们有工作要做。
We got to go down because there's people who have needs.
我们要下山，因为人们有需要。
So they come down because of the needs of the people.
所以他们下山，因着人们的需要。
And you see in verse 16 that this argument is happening.
我们看到第16节讲到辩论是什么。
Jesus says to him, What are you arguing about?
耶稣问他们，你们和他们辩论的是什么。
And someone from the crowd answered him,
I brought my son to you,
for he has a spirit that makes him mute.
夫子，我带了我的儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴。
And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams, and he grinds, and he becomes rigid.
无论在哪里，鬼捉弄他，把他摔倒，他就口中流沫，咬牙切齿。
But look at this. So I asked your disciples to cast it out.
我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去。
But what?
但是呢?
But what?
怎么了?
But what?
怎么了?
They were not able to.
他们却是不能。
An argument was happening.
他们在辩论。
Because disciples are trying to cast out.
因为门徒试图要赶鬼。
This unclean spirit.
这个污鬼。
With no power.
但是他们没有能力。
They did not have the power.
他们没有能力。
This crowd was full of people who had needs and serious problems.
这个人群中许多人充满了需要，他们有很严重的问题。
And this man here had a serious problem.
这个人有很严重的问题。
His son has this major physical and mental ailment that takes over him.
他的儿子的身心有一个很重大的问题。
One of the gospel writers actually says that this son was an epileptic.
在这个福音的作者有一位提到这个儿子其实有癫痫。
That he had seizures.
抽风。
Like I had seizures 8 years ago before I was diagnosed with cancer.
就像刘长老八年前在诊断出脑癌之前他也有抽
风。Here Mark says he becomes deaf and mute.
这里马可说到他聋哑。
One translation said that he's dumb.
另外有一个翻译说他哑巴。
The spirit makes him dumb.
这个鬼让他说不出话。
If you read these symptoms, you might conclude the same thing.
如果你读到他的症状，你也会有相同的结论。
That this boy just has mental problems.
这个男孩可能有精神问题。
He has physical problems.
身体问题。
But whatever you want to call it.
但不管你怎么说。
The father knows something.
这个父亲知道。
The father knows what is behind these problems.
他的父亲看到这些问题的背后是什么。
This boy is bound and possessed by a demon.
他看到这个男孩被一个鬼附着，被一个鬼束缚了。
Now, if you don't see the demon,
如果你看不见鬼，
Or you don't believe that demons are at work today.
或者你不相信魔鬼今天在做工。
Then all you're always going to see is the physical problem.
那么你的双眼就只能看到身体的问题。
If you don't believe that there is spiritual warfare,
如果你不相信属灵的征战，
Then all you're going to see is the natural world.
你的双眼就只能看到自然的世界。
But the father even knew.
但这个父亲知道。
That in this case.
在这个事情上。
Behind the physical problem.
在身体的问题背后。
The source behind the physical problem was a spiritual problem.
这个身体的问题背后的根源是一个属灵的问题。
If you don't see the spiritual issues behind the physical issues,
如果你看不见身体问题背后的属灵问题，
a lot of times you're not going to get to the root of the problem.
那么你就往往不能够找到问题的根源所在。
Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes,
不是总是这样，但有时候
，the source of a physical problem is going to be a spiritual problem.
身体问题的根源是属灵问题。
If you don't realize that, you're always going to be dealing with the surface issues.
如果你没有认识到这一点，你总是会处理很肤浅的问题。
You see the relationship issue.
你看到关系的问题。
You see the financial issue.
财务问题。
You see the anxiety issue.
焦虑的问题。
You see the physical issue.
健康问题。
You're always going to be dealing in the natural world.
你总是会处理自然界的问题。
And you don't see the supernatural world.
你看不见超自然的世界。
And then you will miss out on the power of God and what He's really doing.
那么你就会错失神超自然的能力。
What is at work?In this seizures of this boy,
这个癫痫抽风的男孩是什么使他这样呢？
Is the work of the devil himself.
这是魔鬼自己的工作。
Now let me clarify for a moment. I know some of you already like the buzzer's going off. Let me clarify for you.
但让我澄清一下。
Not every headache or illness or financial problem or relationship issue is caused by a spiritual issue.
并不是每一个头疼脑热或者你的财务问题、人际关系问题都是属灵问题。
Not every physical issue is caused by a spiritual issue.
并不是每一个身体健康问题都是由属灵产生的。
That's my clarification.
这是我的澄清。
That's why I wrote sometimes.
这也就是我为什么写的有时。
But that's not our problem here.
但是今天我们的问题不在于此。
We don't have that problem.
我们没有这个问题。
The problem that we have,
我们的问题是
is that we have become way too satisfied by addressing the physical problems or the natural problems, and we're never looking at the spiritual problems.
我们的问题在于，我们太过安于解决这个自然界的物质世界的问题，我们很少看到。属灵世界的问题，这是我们的问题所在。
Remember, not every problem is an attack from the enemy.
并不是每一件事情都是魔鬼。我们生命中某些问题。
The enemy didn't have to do anything.
仇敌不需要做任何事情。
All he had to do was leave us to ourselves.
他只要让我们自己自作自受就行了。
A couple Sundays ago,
几个主日以前
I felt led to talk about the proverb that says that life and death are in the power of the tongue.
我有感动要讲到箴言里的一段经文，生死在舌头的权下。
And I said that I don't believe that the demons have the authority to curse us.
我说我不相信仇敌有咒诅我们的权利。
But they don't need to.
但他们也不需要这样的权柄。
Because we heap curses on ourselves.
因为我们常常咒诅我们自己。
The enemy doesn't need to condemn us.
仇敌不需要定罪我们
because we spend too much time condemning one another,
因为我们常常彼此谴责
and condemning ourselves,
也谴责自己
we hear the language of parents,
我们常常听到父母的言辞
that they say they cannot say a blessing to their children,
他们说他们很难祝福他们的孩子
they cannot say a word of blessing on their children, that's too nice,
他都说不出一句好听的话祝福的话
I can only keep telling them what they keep doing wrong.
我只能够不断地挑我孩子的刺，这个也做得不对。
I can only give words to condemn them.
我总是责备他们。
And I cannot bless them.
我不能祝福他们。
You don't need the devil in your house.
我们都不需要仇敌在我们的家中。
When you have parents doing that to the children all the time.
如果这个父母亲总是的这样责备孩子。
So not every problem that we have is caused by the supernatural work of the spiritual work of the enemy.
所以也就是说，并不是我们生活中的每一个问题都是仇敌直接的攻击。
But again, that's not what we need to learn today.
但是这仍然不是我们今天要学习的重点。
Most of us,
我们中大多数
the problem is.
我们的问题在于
that we're never looking to the deeper things.
我们从来不试图深入地了解事情。
We're always trying to solve the surface problem.
我们总是试图解决肤浅的问题。
We run to medicine.
我们寻医问药。
We run to Chinese medicine.
我们寻中药。
A lot of Chinese medicine going on.
有许多的中药。
We're running to our own ways to solve the problem.
我们试图用自己的方式解决问题。
We're praying for our children that they would make it into a good college.
我们祈祷我们的孩子能够上好大学。
Because we see our children struggling.
因为我看到他们在挣扎。
So the only way we know how to help them is to pray for a good future.
所以我们只知道为他们的未来祷告。
We pray that they would have money.
为他们有钱祷告。
We're praying for our finances.
我们为我们的财务问题祷告。
We're praying for our spouse to be a better spouse.
我们祷告我们的配偶变得更好。
We're praying for our parents to be better parents.
我们的父母要成为更好的父母。
We're praying for what we think we need to get our problem fixed.
我们的祷告都是要得到我们认为能够解决问题的妙方。
But how many of us are praying for the spiritual things that are at the root of those problems?
但是有多少人能够为问题的根源，这个属灵的问题来祷告呢？
How many of us ever pray for the things that God is after?
我们当中有哪些人，有多少人为神的心
来祷告呢？
当你看到你的孩子在挣扎的时候，你就不再为他们上好大学
祷告，
但你要祷告，向耶稣呼求，让耶稣让他们得释放。
That you are praying that they will be freed of spiritual bondage.
让他们从属灵的捆绑中得释放。
That when you pray for someone, you are praying for their spiritual condition.
当你为某些人祷告的时候，为他们属灵的状态祷告。
Because, yes, God can answer all these frivolous prayers of yours.
是的，神可以回应我们的这些微不足道的小
的祷告。But that's not the heart of God.
但这不是神的心意。
He wants what's better.
他想要更好的。
He wants for people to have spiritual freedom from spiritual bondage.
他希望我们能够从属灵的束缚里得到释放。
When we pray at the surface,
当我们肤浅的祷告的时候。
When we stay at the physical,
当我们停留在物质
世界的时候。When we stay at the natural,
当我们停留在自然世界的时候。
And we never go deeper.
我们从来不深入。
That's a faith issue.
这是一个信心的问题。
That's an issue of unbelief.
这是不信的问题。
We need to go deeper in our faith.
我们的信心要深入。
You need to say that to someone.
你要对别人说。
Tell someone next to you right now, we need to go deeper.
对你身边的人说，我们要深入。
We need to go deeper.
我们要深入。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
He answered them.
他回答。
Look at Jesus.
看看耶稣怎么说。
Look at his lament.
看看他的哀叹。
He says.
他说。
Oh, faithless generation.
哎，不信的世代啊。
Does a Chinese say oh?
哎。
Ah. I can hear, you know, Pastor James says, you know, we never see a picture of a Chinese Jesus.
当我们就可以看到范长老上次提到的，如果耶稣是中国人的样子。
But if Jesus was Chinese,
如果耶稣的确是华人，
he would say, 哎呀，
耶稣会说哎呀，
哎呀。In the original language, it's there. That article is there.
在原文中也有这样一个感叹词。
But it's very hard to translate.
很难翻译。
It's an emotion.
这是一个情感。
That's what Pastor James said last week. Jesus.Feels the emotion.
也是范长老上周提到的，耶稣有感，这是一个情感的表达。
Jesus is saying, 哎呀。
耶稣说，哎呀。
He's saying, oh, faithless generation.
他说，哎，不信的世代啊。
Jesus is lamenting here.
耶稣在这里哀叹。
And he's lamenting to all of the people listening.
他是对所有在听的人哀叹。
Why are you still so faithless?
你为什么还是这样的不信呢？
He's saying to the crowd, why are you so faithless?
他对人群说，你为什么这么不信呢？
He's saying to the scribes, why are you so faithless?
他说，文士啊，为什么这么不信呢？
He's saying to the disciples who could not cast out the demon.
他对这些不能够赶鬼的门徒说，
why are you so faithless?
你为什么这样不信呢？
Someone said before that there is a large divide.Between living in the natural and the supernatural.
之前有人提到，活在自然界和超自然界当中有一个巨大的鸿沟。
As believers, we want to live in the supernatural and experience the power of God.
作为信徒，我们想要活在超自然的境界中，能够经历神的大能。
But all too often, we live here in the natural.
但是我们往往就活在自然的世界中。
But God gave us one bridge.
但神给了我们一座桥。
To move from the natural to the supernatural.
让我们可以从自然达到超自然。
And that bridge is the bridge That's called faith.
那座桥称为信心。
With faith.
有信心。
You can move to the deeper things.
你就可以晋升。
With faith.
有信心。
You will be able to pray for the deeper things.
你就可以有更深入的祷告。
With faith, you move from living in the natural to experience the supernatural.
有信心，你就可以离开完全是自然的世界，经历超自然的能力。
It's actually really easy.
其实挺简单的。
Because God gave us that one bridge.
因为神把这座桥赐给我们。
But what we see in this passage is the deadly power of unbelief.
我们在这节经文里也看到了不信那样一个致使的能力。
And I think that that's why sometimes we have crossed that bridge and we've experienced the supernatural because of faith.
有的时候因着信心，我们可以从自然界跨到超自然，经历那样的能力。
But the power of the unbelief that still remains in all of us as believers bring us back.
但是即使在我们的信徒的心中也还存留着一些不信的
能力。So a lot of times we're just kind of busy.
又把我们拖回
去。You know, we're going back here and then our faith is bringing us back here and then we're going back here because the power of unbelief is bringing us back to live in the natural.
所以我们有的时候就在两头来回的转，我们的信心领我们进入超自然的境界，我们的不信把我们拖回去。每一次不信把我们拖回去。
That's when we revert back to our own ways.
那就是我们又调回我们原来的样子。
Our own strength.
我们自己的能力。
Our own ideas.
我们自己的想法。
And boy, we need to.Move in faith back to this side.
但是我们应该要凭着信心，要走回超自然的境界。
Someone say Amen.
大家说阿门。
The power of unbelief is so great.
这不信的能力也是很大。
That if you turn to Mark chapter 6,
如果我们翻到马可福音第七章，
六章，
第六章。
Verse 5 and 6 of chapter 6. This city called Nazareth.
在马可福音第六章的五到六节有一个叫拿撒勒的地方。
They have been known now through history as the city of unbelief.
他们在历史上留名，这是一个不信的地方。
And it says in verse 5.
第五节提到。
That and Jesus could do...No mighty work there.
耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能。
Except a few small miracles, just a few small ones.
只有几个小的神迹。
And even Jesus was amazed.
就是
he was marveling.
就算耶稣他也很诧异，很惊讶。
Because of their unbelief.
诧异于他们的不信。
So all he can do there at the rest of verse 6 is teach.
所以第六节提到他就在乡村里教训人。
Do you see there the power of unbelief in people?
你看到不信在人的身上也蛮有能力的。
Teaching is good.
教导很好。
I mean, Jesus' teaching is the best.
耶稣的教训一定是最好的。
Don't we want teaching?
我们不想要教训吗?
Oh yeah.
是的，我们想要。
But can you imagine a place where all you had was good biblical teaching?
但是你可以想象吗?有一个地方它只有好的属于圣经的教导。
But because of the power of unbelief,
但因为不信的能力。
He could do no mighty work there.
他不得行什么异能。
Do you see that?
你看到了吗？
Do you know how frightening the power of unbelief is?
我们看到不信的能力是多可怕吗？
God have mercy on us.
神怜悯我们。
He could do no mighty work.
但在那里他不能行什么异能。
All he could do was teach.
他所能做的只有教训人。
That's living in the natural.
这就是活在自然界中。
He marveled at the power of their unbelief.
他对他们不信的这样子的大的能力非常的诧异。
This man, though,
这个人
he was desperate.
他很绝望。
He had this one son.
他有一个独生子。
Who has wrecked their family.
破坏了他们的家庭。
Because this demon has wrecked his life.
因为这个魔鬼破坏了他的生命。
Sometimes throwing the boy down even into fire or to burn him to death.
有的时候把他摔在火里要烧死他
or to throw him into the water to try to drown this boy
或者把他摔在水里要淹死
and this father has been struggling with this agony and pain and hardship for so long
这个父亲在这个痛苦和这样子的艰难中挣扎了那么的久
and he finally hears about Jesus
终于他听说了耶稣
And he's sick and tired of trying to solve his own problem.
他自己想用自己的方法解决问题已经很疲惫了。
He's desperate.
他非常绝望。
See, desperate is good.
绝望是好的。
Because desperate means that he's finally humble.
因为绝望意味着他终于谦卑下来。
And he had enough faith.
他有足够的信心。
To bring his child to Jesus.
把他的孩子带到耶稣面前。
When we get to the point when we can see that living in the natural cannot really fix anything,
当我们到一个地步，我们看到，我们意识到，活在自然界中不能够解决所有的问题。
That's usually when we know.
这就是通常我们醒悟到。
That we gotta go to Jesus.
我们要到耶稣那里去。
That's when we know we got to cross that bridge of faith and say we got to go to Jesus.
这也是当我们意识到我们要跨过信心的桥梁，来到耶稣。
Someone say Amen.
Amen.
Say to someone next to you, we got to go to Jesus.
对身边的人说，我们要到耶稣那里去。
We got to bring. Say to someone, we got to bring our children to Jesus.
要把孩子带到耶稣面前。
Tell someone.I got to bring my husband to Jesus.
要把我的先生带到耶稣面
前。Oh, okay, that's a big one. We got to bring our husbands to Jesus.
是我们许多人需要把丈夫带到耶稣面前。
But see, it's when people get to this point that they come to church.
人到了这样的地步就要来教会。
And they bring their problems to the followers of Jesus.
他们把他的问题带到耶稣的
门徒面前。But what we see here is a very sad, sad situation.
但是我们在经文中这里看到一个很可悲的境况。
Because he says to Jesus,
因为那人对耶稣说
I brought my son to your church.
我带了儿子到你教会。
I asked your disciples to cast it out.
我请你的门徒把鬼赶出去。
And they were not able.
他们却是不能。
What a sad picture for the people of God.
对神的子民来讲，这是一幅多么可悲的画面。
When they bring the problems,
当他们把问题带来
that are tearing away at their lives and their family,
破碎他们的生命和家庭的问题。
When they bring the problems that they face at home,
他们在家中所面对的问题。
And they bring it before believers in Christ,
他们把这些问题带到基督徒的面前。
All the needs that they have,
他们一切的需要。
And they walk away empty.
但是他们双手空空的离开。
And they say, Lord,
他们说主啊
，I brought it to your church.
我带到你的教会来了。
And they weren't able to do anything about it.
但他们无能为力。
I think one of the reasons why the disciples weren't able to do anything about it.
我想门徒没有能力的原因之一是
，is because they didn't have enough faith.
是因为他们没有足够的信心。
That they went back to living in the natural.
因为他们又回到活在自然界中。
That they forgot that God's plan.
他们忘记了神的计划。
Was to use them.To accomplish His kingdom purposes.
神的计划是要用他们成就天国的目的。
That's why Jesus gave His followers authority.
这就是为什么耶稣给他的门徒权柄。
To accomplish His kingdom work.
要成就天国的事工。
I think the disciples, though,
我想门徒呢
they live too often.By sight and not by faith.
他们常常凭着眼见过活，而不是凭着信心生活。
I think the disciples too often reverted to living in the natural and not in the supernatural.
我想门徒也往往掉回活在自然当中，而不是经历超自然。
Even though Jesus gave them spiritual authority.
虽然耶稣已经赐给他们属灵的权柄。
But you know what's cool about Jesus?
但你知道耶稣很棒的地方是在哪里吗？
He knew this too.
他知道。
See, sometimes we think we don't like to be called disciples.
有的时候我们不愿意被称为门徒。
Many brothers and sisters at this church have said to me, 我不是门徒。They said, I am not a disciple.
弟兄姐妹常常说 我不配称为门徒。
I said, are you a Christian?
我说你是基督徒吗？
Yes.
是的。
Are you a follower of Jesus?
你是追随耶稣的人吗？
Yes.
是的。
Then you are a disciple.
那你就是门徒。
No.
不是不是。
不敢当不敢
当。I'm not worthy.
I'm not worthy. No, you are.
你配得的。
But being a disciple,
但做门徒
does not mean that you have perfect faith.
不代表你有完美的信心。
Because these disciples, you can see, they did not have perfect faith.
因为我们看到圣经中的门徒也没有完美的信心。
In fact, most you don't read your Bibles enough.
你可能读圣经读得不够。
Because most of the time, the disciples are very foolish.
其实大部分的时候，门徒也挺蠢的。
And they are very prone to wander.
他们也常常觉得不可思议。
And they are very prone to pride.
他们也常常骄傲
and they think they have great faith.
他们自以为有很大的信心
but they say stupid things.
但他们常常说愚蠢的言语
especially Peter.
特别是彼得
that's why I like Peter so much.
所以我特别爱彼得
because I'm just like Peter.
因为我就像彼得一样
I say so many stupid things.
我常常说愚蠢的话语
and I think my faith is so great.
我认为我的信心很大
but Jesus knows.
但是耶稣知道耶稣知道
Because Jesus wants people to bring their problems to Him.
因为耶稣愿意人们把他们的问题带到他的面前。
We have to tell people to bring their problems to Jesus.
我们需要告诉别人把问题带到耶稣面前。
Jesus is the answer.
耶稣是答案。
Say that to someone next to you. Say Jesus is the answer.
我们彼此说耶稣是答案。
Jesus wanted them to bring the problem to him.
耶稣愿意他们把问题带到自己的面前。
That's why he said, "Bring me the boy."
所以他就说把这个男孩带到我这里来吧。
In verse 20, he says, "And they brought the boy to him."
第二十节提到他们就带了他来。
And when they saw the spirit, the unclean spirit saw him.
当那乌鬼见到他
It immediately convulsed the boy.
他就叫那个男孩重重倒在地上翻来覆去口中流沫
I want to say something here.
我想要讲几句话。
Something I've been learned that my wife taught me.
我的太太教会我一件事。
She said.
她说。
We don't need great faith.
我们不需要伟大的信心。
We just need faith in a great God.
我们需要信靠一位伟大的神。
We don't need great faith.
我们不需要伟大的信心。
We need faith in a great God.
我们需要信靠伟大的神。
When you hit the end of the line,
当你穷途末路的时
候 and you brought your child to Jesus,
你把你的孩子带到耶稣面前
that's faith.
那就是信心。
When we saw you,
当我们看到你
we might criticize you,
我们可能批评你
because that's what Christians sadly do.
因为很可悲的，基督徒常常这样做。
Oh, that mama doesn't have great faith.
那个人没有很大的信心。
But Jesus sees your faith.
但是耶稣看到你的信心。
And he knew that you moved from here to here.
他看到你从那头走到这头。
Because you brought your wayward child to Jesus.
因为你把你任性的孩子带到耶稣面前。
You brought your husband and all his problems to Jesus.
你把你的先生和他所有的问题带到耶稣面前。
But let me just say.
让我说
that just because you brought them to Jesus,
仅仅因为你把他们带到耶稣面
前 does not guarantee that immediately they will be cleaned up.
并不表示所有的问题会迎刃而解
As many of us know,
我们当中许多人知道
because you look at your children,
因为你看看你的孩子
and you look at your husband,
看看你的先生
you brought them to Jesus,
把他们带到耶稣面前
and they ain't cleaned up yet.
但是他们还没有被完全
But see, when you bring them to Jesus, that's just the first step.
所以说，把他们带到耶稣面前只是第一步。
Because when you bring them to Jesus,
因为当你把他们带到耶稣面前
even the demons know.
魔鬼也知道。
And they know that their time is almost up.
他们知道他们的时候不多了。
And when they know that their time is almost up,
当魔鬼知道他们时间不多的时候
they are going to want to do the worst
他们就要做最坏的事
that they can do
他们要极尽自己的恶行
that's what we see this unclean spirit doing
这就是我们看到巫鬼做的
he is foaming at the mouth
他让这个男孩口中流沫
this spirit is trying to do the worst the last shot that he's got in this boy
这个巫鬼要最后的
做一个大大的坏事。So when you are bringing your child, your loved one, your husband or your wife,
当你把你的孩子、你的亲人、你的先生或太太带到耶稣面前
and you're bringing that person who is so lost and you're bringing them to Jesus,
当你把这个非常失丧的人带到耶稣面前
and some of you can testify, you know, as soon as I start bringing them to Jesus, they get even worse.
我们当中有些人知道，当你把他们带到耶稣面前，他们情形转坏了
they start acting worse.
他们的表现行为更坏了。
Don't give up.
不要担忧。
There's a lady at our church that says to me every Sunday, she gives me a big hug.
每个主日有一位女士拥抱我。
She gives me a big hug. She says, 加油，加油。Like, keep going. Step on the pedal. Keep going, keep going. Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Because look at what Jesus does.
因为我们看看耶稣的作为
But this is funny.
很有意思
I think it's really funny.
我觉得特别好玩
Because you got this. They brought the boy to Jesus. He was fine. He was fine when they brought him to Jesus. Right, when they didn't bring him to Jesus yet. But as they're bringing him to Jesus, he starts acting up. He's seizing.
你看这个男孩之前还好好的把他一带到耶稣
Everybody sees this.
大家都看到这孩子
He's foaming at the mouth.
口吐白沫
He's rolling on the ground.
翻来覆去
Demons try to kill the boy.
这个魔鬼想要杀死这个男孩。
And Jesus, there's something so powerful.
但这里有一个非常有能力的。
He says in verse 21.
耶稣说。
How long has this been happening to him?
他得这病有多少日子呢？
Is that funny to you?
你觉得好玩吗？
That's funny to me.
对我来讲很有意思。
He didn't immediately just take care of the problem.
他没有马上解决这个问题。
You see this father, he's panicking.
你看到这个父亲非常的紧
张。You see this boy, he's acting crazy.
这个男孩子在大大的抽风。
Everyone's watching the demons at work.
大家都看到魔鬼在干坏事。
Jesus, I'm bringing you my boy.
耶稣救我的孩子吧。
He is falling apart.
他在地上翻来覆去，不行了。
And Jesus asked the dad a question.
然后耶稣就问父亲一个问题。
You guys see Jesus going, so, how long has this been happening?
对，他就很冷静地说，哦，他得病多久了。
I literally wrote ha ha in my notes, okay?
我的笔记上写上哈哈，很好笑。
Jesus is so chill. He's so, how do you say chill in Chinese? He's so calm.
非常的冷静，很平静。
Jesus is so calm, even though this father and the crowd is in the midst of a storm.
耶稣很冷静，但是其他的旁观的人和父亲在风浪的当中。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Why is Jesus always so calm?
为什么耶稣总是如此冷静?
Especially when we bring all our craziness to him.
特别是把我们当我们把自己生活中各样问题带到他面前。
He's so calm.
他特别的冷静。
In the midst of the storm.
在风暴当中。
The storm of our life.
我们生命的风暴当中。
He's calm.
他很冷静。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Because he knows.
因为他知道。
He's about to calm the storm. That's what he does.
他就要平静。
这是他做的事。
Jesus is the one who calms the storm.
耶稣就是那位平静风浪的。
Say that to someone next to you. Stay awake.
彼此说。
Say that to someone. Jesus is going to calm the storm.
耶稣要平静风暴。
Right?But see, the father, he doesn't know that yet. He doesn't know.
但是父亲还不知道。
So he says what? He says, but Jesus.
他说，但是耶稣呀。
If you can do anything.
如果你能。
I mean, Jesus, this is a bad problem here.
耶稣，这是一个很棘手的问题。
Jesus, this has...broken our family up for years.
这件事多年来破碎了我的家庭。
Do you know how much this has brought pain to my heart?
你知道这带给我多大的痛苦吗?
Jesus, no one has solved this problem.
没有人能够解决这个问题。
If you can,
你若能。
What does Jesus say to that?
耶稣回答什么?
Jesus' response is pretty strong.
耶稣的回答很强有力。
Because this man if Jesus.
耶稣说。你若能
Right, because this man used the word if to Jesus. If you can.
他对耶稣说如果你能
And Jesus ifed him back.
耶稣就若回去了
Right? If I can, that's Jesus, isn't it? If I can, really, that's the translation. I don't think you see it in Chinese, but really, is he saying, if I can?
耶稣是说如果我能
If I can do anything,
如果我能做什么
He says, my dear child that I created.
说我创造的亲爱的孩子啊。
You father.
你这个做父亲的。
My capabilities are not the issue here.
我的能力不是问题。
My power to bring wholeness and healing to your family is not the issue here.
我把完全的医治带给你的家庭不是问题。
My ability to restore your son is not the issue here.
我完全的医治你的孩子不是问题。
My strength to destroy strongholds and stop demonic activity is not the issue here.
我摧毁城堡扫荡恶魔的能力不是问题。
He says,Because everything is possible
他说,
for the one who believes.
在信的人凡事都能。
And unlike the people of the city of Nazareth,
不像拿撒勒的人,
where Jesus could do no mighty work there,
在那里耶稣不得行什么异能。
Because of their unbelief,
因着他们的不信,
this man trembles at what he hears.
这个孩子的父亲听到了就颤抖。
And he utters what I consider one of the most powerful prayers in all of the Bible.
他就说出了我认为在圣经中最有能力的祷告之一。
Jesus, I believe.
耶稣，我信。
But you gotta help me with my unbelief.
但我信不足，求主帮助。
Lord, I believe. Help me in my unbelief.
主啊，我信，但
帮助我的不信。Oh Lord, I do believe.
主啊，我信。
But I have some unbelief.
但是我还有一些不信。
And I need your help.
我需要你的帮助。
Faith requires this level of humility.
信心需要这样程度上的人性，谦卑。
Is this type of humble trust?
信心就是这样谦卑的信靠。
The Father is not coming to Jesus trying to show off his faith.
这个父亲不是来到耶稣的面前炫耀自己的
信心。So when everything or all hell is breaking loose in his life,
当他的生命受到了这样大的破坏混
乱。He's not trying to pretend to everyone that he's got it all together, that his faith is rock solid.
他不是想要向周围的人要 假装虚张声势说自己的信心很强很伟大。
He does not try to make his faith look bigger than it really is.
他不想要假装自己的信心比实际的更大。
He just says, Jesus, I believe, just help me cross this bridge.
他只是说神啊我信帮助我跨过这个桥。
Because I want to live in the supernatural.
因为我想活在超自然里。
I'm tired of living in the natural.
我在这个自然世界里很疲惫
了。I'm tired of trying to solve everything in my own way, my own strength.
我已经殚精竭虑，想用自己的方式解决自己的问题。
I believe that's why I'm here.
我相信我在这里的原因就是这个。
Would you just help me in my unbelief?
请你帮助我的信不足。
I don't have great faith.
我的信心不足。
I only have faith the size of a little tiny mustard seed.
我的信心只有像一颗微小的芥菜种一样大。
But my faith is in a great God.
但是我所信靠的是一位伟大的神。
You see, it's not the size of your faith that matters.
所以你看，不在乎你的信心有多大。
It'sThe object of your faith that matters.
而在于你的信心的对象是谁。
That's what I learned from my wife.
这是我从我的太太身上学到的。
I put it on different words.
我用不同的话来讲。
We don't need to have great faith.
我们不需要有特别伟大的信心。
We need to have faith in a great God.
我们需要信靠那位伟大的神。
Amen.
Amen.
You see, the disciples lacked even.The level of faith as our father.
你们看，门徒的信心比这个父亲的信心还要小。
That's why they had to run away to Jesus after.
所以他们之后就跑到耶稣面前。
So、they went to Jesus privately.
他们暗暗的去问耶稣。
And I said, How come we couldn't do that?
为什么我们不能赶鬼出去呢
？How come we couldn't do ministry?
为什么我们不能够服侍呢
？How come people are bringing their problems to the church and I can't do anything?
为什么人们把问题带到教会，我无能为力呢？
He says, and Jesus says, this type can only come out by prayer.
耶稣说，非用祷告这一类的鬼总不能出来。
See, we pray here. There's a lot of prayer here.
我们在教会里也常常祷告。范长老说
，He says, our prayer is good.
我们有很好的祷告。
But our prayers can get better.
但我们的祷告还可以变得更好。
Because we need to pray.In measure with our faith.
因为我们要依着我们的信心祷告。
You see, when Matthew wrote about the same narrative,
当马太谈到同一个故事的时候
and they asked, why couldn't we cast it out?
他们问为什么我们不能赶鬼呢
Jesus said to him in Matthew 17, because of your little faith.
耶稣在马太十七章说到，因为你们的信心小。
He said, "If you have faith the size of a little mustard seed,
你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种
，it can move mountains,
就可以移山。
You see that?
你看到了吗
？When we pray here as a people of God,
当我们作为神的子民在这里祷告
，we need to move away from routine prayer.
我们不能仅仅的停留于这种常规性的祷告。
We need to start to pray with boldness.
我们要大胆的祷告。
We need to pray prayers of faith for others.
我们要 用信心彼此代求。
We need to pray not for the natural things only. It's okay to pray for the healing of brain cancer. That's okay.
当然可以为我祷告，我的脑癌得治愈。
No, for anybody with brain cancer.
对任何人的脑癌，我们都可以为他的医治来祷告。
But that's just the natural world.
但这只是自然界的事情。
We need to pray for the deeper things of God.
我们要为更深入的神的事情来祷告。我们要为此满怀信心的祷告。
We need to allow our faith to recognize that we are praying to our great God, the object of our faith.
我们要容许我们的信心能够意识到我们是在向着一位伟大的神祷告。
And when we pray with bold faith,For the things that God desires.
那么，当我们用大胆的信心祈求神所喜悦的事
，Jesus said, "Nothing will be impossible for you."
耶稣说，你们就没有一件不能的了。
Nothing will be impossible for you.
没有什么不能做的了。
Nothing will be impossible for you.
没有一件不能做的。
Because what you desire,
因为你想要的
is what God is desiring.
就是神想要的。
You're moving over.The bridge of faith into the supernatural.
你已跨过信心的桥梁，进入
超自然的境界。Do we want to see the supernatural here in this church?
我们想不想在教会看到超自然的能力
？Yes or no?
Yes.
Then we need to pray for that.
那么我们就要为此祷告。
We need to believe.
我们要相信。
We need that God. We need to believe that God will unleash His Spirit and power here.
我们要相信神要释放出他大能
的圣灵。That we will see faith prayers answered.
我们要看到大有信心的祷告得到垂听。
Not because of the greatness of our faith,
不因着我们的信心有多伟大
but because of the greatness of our God,
而是因着我们的神有多伟大。
Who says nothing will be impossible for you?
他说你们没有一件不能的事了。
Say that to someone next to you. Nothing is impossible for you when you pray with bold faith.
让我们彼此说，我们用大胆的信心祷告，就没有一件不能的事了。
All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Our hands were open.
我们的手张开。
We've received what you have given to us.
我们领受你赐下的。
And now we close our hands and we bring it in.
现在我们要把手握紧，我们要把所领受的带进来。
Because we've received your word.
因为我们领受了你的话语。
Because you have spoken.
你讲话。
You have spoken.
你说话。
And when you speak,
当你说话
and we are receptive,
当我们有领受的心
there is great power in that.
就大有能力
We thank you for being the God who loves us so much.
我们谢谢你是这样一位爱我们的神
that you not only heal in the physical,
你不但医治我们的身体
but that you heal our soul and our spirit.
你也医治我们的灵魂
We welcome you here, Lord.
主啊，我们欢迎你。
We welcome your great work in our midst.
我们欢迎你在我们当中所行的大
功。We welcome you, Spirit.
我们欢迎圣灵。
To move freely among us.
在我们当中自由的运行。
Show yourself in great power to your church.
在你的大能中向你的教会显现。
Not just so that we will know.
不仅仅是我们能够知道。
So that the world will know,
而是这整个世界都会看见
and that they will hear the name of Jesus.
他们会听到耶稣的名
Bring revival to your church.
复兴你的教会
Bring revival to your church.
复兴你的教会
Bring revival to your people.
复兴你的子民
Holy Spirit, bring revival to us.
圣灵啊，求你复兴我们
Bend us.
破碎我们
Move us
在我们的心中动工
So that our hands will always be open to receive from you
所以我们的手总是打开要从你那里领受
In Jesus' name I pray
我们祷告奉耶稣